Okay, so thinking about future-proofing your property. And when I say that, I mean like really thinking about the tech side of things, right? Like the stuff behind the walls. We're diving into this white paper from Campus Technologies Inc. today, and it really got me thinking about the wiring in our walls.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? Most of us don't think about it very much
Okay.
at all, really. But it's like this paper points out, it really is the backbone of, well, our digital lives at this point. And with student housing especially, it's only getting more and more important. More devices, higher demands.
Totally. I remember back in my dorm days, struggling with like internet that would just cut out all the time. But it's way more than just like having a connection these days. It's got to be able to handle everything. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
100%. This paper really hits on that, the importance of having a solid wiring setup. We're talking like crazy fast downloads, streaming without a hiccup, gaming without like lagging, all that.
So no more like everyone crammed into that one corner of the common room with the least bad Wi-Fi.
Hopefully not. This paper really dives into the good stuff, you know, what fiber optic and copper cables can do, but more importantly, what they can't do.
Let's break that down. So fiber optic, that's like the top dog when it comes to speed,
It
or
is. So think of it like this. Fiber optic cables use light to transmit data, which is crazy fast. But gotta watch out because there are different kinds of fiber. For bigger properties, single mode fiber is where it's at. It can handle massive amounts of data over long distances, no problem.
got it. So bigger is better there. What about if a building has that older multi-mode fiber? I think the paper mentioned that might not be ideal.
Yeah, if you've got a larger property with the older multi mode, you might run into some issues. Imagine trying to stream like a 4K movie on dial up. That's kind of what happens when that older fiber tries to keep up with today's internet usage, especially over longer distances. It just wasn't made for it.
Ouch. So if it's a big building, older multi-mode fiber dot upgrading is probably on the horizon. Okay, so then there's copper wiring. That's still pretty common, yeah.
Copper's been the go-to for decades, and it's still super important, especially for connecting individual rooms to that main fiber optic network. Here's the thing, though. Copper cables, they've got a shelf life. We're not talking like hundreds of years here, more like 15, 20 years tops.
So if a building was wired back in the early 2000s when flip phones were like the thing.
That wiring could be on its last legs for sure. And what does that mean? Slower speeds, connections dropping left and right, and probably a lot of frustrated students. Plus, technology changes so fast, what works today might be totally useless tomorrow, you know?
It really is like you buy a used car, maybe you get lucky, it runs okay for a few years, but eventually those repair bills start piling up. So how do you even know, like, if the copper wiring in a building is good or if it needs to be like totally redone? I noticed this paper breaks down all the different categories of copper cables, and I'll be honest, it's actually a lot more interesting than I thought it would be.
Right. They have these names like, you know, Cat 5, Cat 5e, Cat 6.
Yeah.
That sounds a little technical, but it basically comes down to how much speed and bandwidth each cable can handle. It's kind of
Yeah.
like roads. If you've got a Cat 5 cable, it'd be like a single lane road. Whereas a Cat 6A, that's like a multi-lane highway.
Great.
Way more data can flow down those lanes.
So I like that analogy. For our listeners out there, if they're thinking, okay, what kind of internet highway do I have running through my building? Like, how do those CAT ratings actually translate to their real world experience?
Okay, so basically, a higher CAT rating usually means you get those faster speeds, smoother streaming, all that good stuff. This Cat 6A the paper talks about, that one's really built for the future. Like, it can handle all the crazy demands of Wi-Fi 7, which we'll get into that in a bit. But even if you're not, like, jumping on the Wi-Fi 7 train right this second, having that higher rated cable, it just means you're more prepared for whatever's next, you know?
Totally, yeah. You don't want to be ripping up your walls and rewiring every time a new iPhone drops, right? So speaking of the future, this paper, it spends a good amount of time on Wi-Fi 7. So for our listeners, why should they care about this? Like, what's the big deal, even if it feels a little far off right now?
Wi-Fi 7 is going to be huge, and I'll tell you why. First off, the speeds. We're talking like downloading a whole movie, HD, in seconds. But it's more than just speed. It's about how much it can actually handle at once. So picture this: a dorm packed with students, everyone's streaming, gaming, video calling all at the same time, and no lag, no buffering. That's what Wi-Fi 7 can do.
Okay, now that sounds pretty amazing, but also potentially a nightmare if your wiring isn't ready for it, right?
Exactly. This paper, it really makes it clear. Cat 6A, that's the only type of copper cable that can really unlock the full potential of Wi-Fi 7. And here's the thing, even if you can get away with like using older wiring for now, it's not a long-term solution. It's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on,
Yeah.
like a much bigger problem. You're just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, okay, so what I'm hearing is this isn't just about keeping up with the Joneses. Upgrading your wiring, it's actually like the smart investment in the future of your property.
Right, 100%. And think about it from like the student's point of view too. In this day and age, reliable, fast internet, it's not a luxury anymore. It's essential.
Right. It'd be like back in the day, maybe you could get away with having one landline phone in the hallway for a whole floor of students to share. Try doing that now. Okay, but let's talk reality for a second. So say a property owner, they're hearing this and they're ready to like embrace the future, get their wiring up to speed. What's that going to cost them?
Ah, the million-dollar question. I wish it were as easy as just giving you a number, but there are a lot of factors at play here.
Right, every building is different. So what are some of those things that can impact the cost of upgrading, like all this wiring?
Well, size is a big one, obviously. Like a massive apartment complex, multiple buildings, that's going to be a much bigger project than a smaller building.
Right.
Then you've got to consider the age and condition of the wiring that's already there. If you're dealing with super old cables that are barely hanging on, that adds to the cost too.
Yeah, makes sense. And what about like actually finding qualified technicians to do the work? I'd imagine that factors in as well.
Oh, absolutely. This is the thing. You want someone who knows what they're doing, especially with something as important as a building's whole internet setup, right? And depending on where you are, those skilled professionals, they're in high demand.
Okay, so we could be talking about a pretty significant investment here, which can definitely feel overwhelming, especially for property owners who might not be like tech experts. So if someone is feeling a bit intimidated by all of this, what does this paper recommend they do?
First things first, don't panic. This paper, it suggests starting with a professional wiring survey. It's kind of like getting a checkup for your building's whole digital nervous system.
Okay, so it's like before you even think about upgrading anything, you gotta call in the pros to like give it a once over, make sure you're not dealing with a bigger problem.
Exactly. It's about getting ahead of it. A good technician can come in, take a look at the whole setup, see if there are any weak points, and help you figure out what needs to be done first. Like, are we talking a few slow spots, or is the whole system about to crash and burn?
Right, so you're not just throwing money at the problem, you're making smart decisions. I like that. So you've had the checkup, you know what needs work. This paper talks about making these upgrades part of your regular budget, right? What does that even look like, practically speaking?
So it's really about thinking long term. Instead of waiting for something to break, then scrambling to fix it, which always costs more, you build those wiring upgrades into your regular budget. Like, just assume you're going to have to do it eventually so you're not caught off guard when the next big tech thing comes along.
So it's like putting money aside for like regular maintenance instead of waiting for like a leaky faucet to become a huge problem.
Yeah, exactly. And here's another thing that the paper mentions this too. If you're already planning to renovate anyway, sprucing up the common areas, updating the units, that is the perfect time to tackle those wiring upgrades too.
Oh, that's smart. Things are already torn apart, might as well, right? Saves time and headaches later.
100%. And what I thought was really interesting, this paper, it gets you thinking beyond just the wires themselves, It's like it makes you see your property as part of this whole tech ecosystem.
So it's not just about like, do we have the fastest internet? It's about understanding how all of that connects to how students actually live their lives these days. Because it's all online now, right?
Exactly. And honestly, that's something we all need to be thinking about more, whether you're a property owner or renter, whatever.
Yeah.
As we depend more and more on the seamless digital experience, we have to make sure the infrastructure can actually support it.
Right. It's like if you're building a bridge, you're not just focused on making it look pretty. You want to make sure the foundation is strong, right? That it
Right.
can actually handle all those cars driving across it. Our digital infrastructure, it deserves that same kind of attention, that planning ahead.
I like it. That's a great analogy because at the end of the day, it's not really about wires and cables. It's about creating spaces where people can actually thrive. And in today's world, that means being connected.
Well said. Okay, so if our listeners are walking away from this deep dive with one big takeaway, what would it be?
Don't wait until your internet is like on its last legs to start thinking about your wiring. Be proactive, get informed. And remember, yeah, the future is digital, but it's built on those very real, very important wires.
I love it. Words to live by. All right, folks, there you have it. Another deep dive in the books. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep those digital highways humming.